This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3654 for Thursday, the 4th of August, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Use the Data in the Og Feed to Create a Website. It is hosted by Norrist and is about 13 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, how much of a site can I make using only the data from the feed?
Welcome back. This is part two of my experiment to see how much I can get done with the data that's just in the RSS feed for Hacker Public Radio, or just the Og feed specifically. If you want to check back, part one was HPR episode 3637, and in that episode I talked about how I took what I felt was the most interesting bits from the RSS feed and extracted the information from the feed and inserted it into a SQLite data. So today I'll discuss how I took the data that I had stuck in that SQLite database and created a static website. So a couple of quick things before we jump into the details. I think I probably could have skipped the database step where I take the data from the feed and put it in a database and then take the data out of the database and use it to build a site. I probably could have gone straight from the feed to what I was using to the process that I was using to build a static site. It was extra code and extra time. But you know, that's how projects go sometimes. The first time you do it, you think you know how you want to do it, and you work through it, and then you realize maybe there was some extra code or extra steps that you didn't necessarily need. One advantage of putting it in an SQLite database first, though, was it acted sort of like a cache, so that every time you built the site, you wouldn't have to pull a feed again. And then the other thing I wanted to say real quick was I was really struck by just the total number of episodes that are out there for Hacker Public Radio. It's a lot of work that's been put into building over, 3,000 plus episodes. So just a quick thanks to everyone who's ever created an episode. So my original intent when I started the project was that I would use Markdown to build the site. And, a lot of static site generators like Hugo or Jekyll, they sort of work with Markdown files where you build a bunch of Markdown and you throw it at the static site generator and it builds a nice looking site. I started down that path, but then, one thing about Markdown is that you can add inline HTML if you need to. And I started with just Markdown and I couldn't get it to look, it didn't look like I wanted to. So I started adding HTML elements. And then by the time I got the site to look like a website, there was more HTML than Markdown. So I just kind of scrapped the Markdown phase. Now, I can hear all of you Markdown detractors out there saying, of course, Markdown is terrible. Why would you ever try and build a website with it? And, I'm a big fan of Markdown. I use it all the time. If you're going to do something like taking notes, writing documentation, I think Markdown is a great tool for doing it. But it didn't fit this particular use case. So what I ended up doing was I'll talk in a second about the templating that I did, but instead of taking data out of the database and templating it into Markdown, I just templated it directly into HTML and just sort of skipped the step of converting Markdown to HTML. A couple of the libraries that I used to do the work was one, the Piwi Python library that's used to translate database calls into something a little more Pythonic. I talked about that in the last episode. And then to do the templating, I used Jinja. It's a pretty easy template language. It was something I was already familiar with. So it seemed like a good fit. So strictly speaking, I wanted to use only the data from the feed to create or to recreate a website. And that proved to be hard, not impossible. You could certainly do it, but if I wanted to introduce things like logos or headers and footers and a little bit of styling, you have to pull in some extra content. So aside from the data that I got from the RSS feed, I wrote an HTML header and footer for every page. In the header, I'm pulling in the Bootstrap CSS so I can use Bootstrap to do some of the layout using the Bootstrap columns. And I've also got the HPR logo in there. And then in the footer, I basically copied the footer from the HPR site. So it's got links to related projects, and it's got the copyright information and the HTML. So I was able to build four different pages or four different types of pages using the data from the feed. I built sort of a replica of the main page for HPR where it lists the most recent episodes. I also built a page per episode. So, and then I also built one page that lists every episode. So for the episode specific stuff, there's a main page that shows the recent ones. There's a all episodes page where it lists every episode. And then there's one page per episode. And that's where you can kind of drill down into the episode and read the show notes. And then for the host, I did something similar where I built one page that lists every host in a table. It's got their host name. I calculated how many shows every host produced, and I put that in there, and I put the data of their last show. All that's in a table. And then for each host has their own individual page that will list their all of their shows. And there should be links. I tried to create links where it makes sense. So if you're on one of the episode pages, the host name, the name of the contributor or the host should be a link to that individual host page. So there's a lot of data on the HPR website that is not in the feed. And that shouldn't be surprising. The feed isn't meant to be a website or isn't meant to replace the website. It's meant to give you individual information about shows. So I couldn't exactly recreate the website, the HPR website, using the data just in the feed because there's some stuff that's just not there. So, for example, on the host pages, each individual host has a profile that will list maybe a web page or an avatar or something like that. That's not in the feed. For individual shows, there's things like the tag information, the series, if the show is a part of a series. Neither of those are in the feed. There's also a show summary. Whenever you submit a show, you have to give it a short 100 character or less summary. And that's not in the feed that I can find. And maybe it's there, but I couldn't find it. And then finally missing was the license. I couldn't find that in the feed information. And then, of course, there's some web pages on the HPR site that I wasn't able to replicate because they're just they don't have anything to do with individual shows. So they're obviously not going to be in the feed. But pages like the What You Need to Know or How to Help Out or Requested Topics, there was really no way to recreate those from just the web page or from just the RSS feed. So just a little quick overview of how the project works. I'll have a link later to the GitLab page so you can see for yourself. Like I said earlier, I used the PWE to read from the SQLite file. Then I've got a Python script that pulls the data out of the SQLite file, aggregates it, kind of packages it up a little bit, and then uses Jinja templates to build the pages. There's a template for the index page or the main page. There's a template for the all shows page where I list all the shows out. Each individual contributor has their own page, and that's got a separate template. And then for the correspondence page, or for every host on one page, that's got a separate template. So some things I'd like to do next with the project. I'd like to try and incorporate the comments. There is an RSS feed for comments. I haven't looked at it yet, but I think it would be possible to take the RSS feed for comments and match them with the RSS feed for the individual shows, and then be able to show display the comments that are on the page, or per show comments. I think I can recreate the RSS feed from the data that I collect in SQLite. I know that seems funny to me, kind of saying it out loud, but taking a RSS feed, sticking it in a database, and then recreating a separate RSS feed. But I think just for the sake of trying to build the most complete site possible, I think that's something I'm going to look at, seeing if I can rebuild the RSS feed. I'm not sure how, but I think I would like to try and figure out how to get the pages that aren't in the feed into a static site. Try to recreate the pages that I mentioned earlier, like the what you should know and pages like that. How to recreate those? I mentioned one of the things that's missing from the RSS feed is tags. I really think it might be possible to use some natural language processing or some keyword extractions or something like that, and see if I can generate some tags for the shows, or keywords for the shows. And then sort of the final thing on my to-do list is to modify how I grab the data from the feed and insert it into the database. And, you know, there's two feeds for HPR. I think most people use the latest feed, which has got 10 episodes in it. There's also a full feed. It's got every episode in it. So what I would like to be able to do is the first time you run the Python script to build the database, the first time you run it, it uses the full feed, and then subsequent times it uses the most recent feed. I haven't quite figured out how to do that yet, but so I'll have a link to the GitLab page in the show notes. I'll welcome pull requests or comments in the episode, or angry emails, or just however you want. If you feel like you have an improvement, or any suggestions are obviously welcome. And then I'll also link to a static site where I build the site, copy it up to a web host. I'll read it out real quick. It's hpr.norrist.xyz. If you just want to look and see how the site turned out, I put a copy out on the internet. I think I've got it set up to do a daily update, but we'll see how that goes. And that's it. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.